Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of the NCBA joining us right after this.
Here's the problem with Washington. There's not enough Oklahoma in it. Washington's jammed up with all kinds of bureaucrats and pencil pushers. And then there's Congressman Frank Lucas. Pure Oklahoma. Drives those Washington folks crazy. Frank Lucas isn't afraid to stand up to Obama and all the Washington bureaucrats. He's not afraid to fight for our conservative values. He'll defend life, defend our rights, and most of all, he'll defend our state. Washington keeps asking for bailouts, and Frank Lucas tells him no. Washington tries to take away our health care and our state's rights. Frank Lucas tells him no. And when Obama and Washington turn their guns on Oklahoma farmers, they run right up against Frank Lucas. These days, Washington could use a little more Oklahoma, and Frank Lucas will make sure they get it.
This is Frank Lucas, candidate for Congress. I approve this message and ask for your vote in the Republican primary Tuesday, June 26th.
Paid for by Lucas for Congress.
The full U.S. Senate approving the 2012 Farm Bill this week, 64-35, the final vote on Thursday afternoon. Colin Woodall, lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, with us today out of their D.C. office. Colin, your thoughts about this particular measure?
We're excited not so much about what's in the bill, but what's not in the bill. Because when we look at what we went through in preparing for the 2012 Farm Bill, our number one focus was to eliminate the livestock title. We just don't want to be a part of a lot of the programs that we've been drawn into in the past, things such as country of origin labeling, the proposed GIPSA rule. All those were given to us by having the livestock title. So keeping that out was a great victory. And then as we went to the floor, I think an even bigger victory was being able to put enough pressure on the Senate to prevent the Packer ban from being brought up as an amendment, and also keeping the agreement between HSUS and UEP from being brought up as an amendment.
In regards to that amendment from the Humane Society of the U.S., a lot of folks thought it might be included in the list to be considered by the full Senate, but it wasn't.
The real key in keeping that off is that Chairwoman Stabenow and Ranking Member Roberts, and of course the leadership with Senators Reid and McConnell, I think they understood that it was so controversial that it very easily could have derailed this entire process. And they really wanted to get a bill done. And so I think that's why they took a hard look at it and then asked that it not be included as part of the agreement, because they really wanted that bill done. And had that been a part of it, I know NCBA would have come out against the bill, and that sure would have made it really hard for folks to vote for it. You know, they'd only passed by 4 votes to begin with, so it would not have been hard to have knocked it off had that agreement been included as an amendment.
As Colin Woodall mentioned just a moment ago, it was a fairly tight vote at the end of the day. 64 yes votes. They had to have 60 to carry the day.
It really was, but I think that's a signal of a lot of the budget hawks out there, a lot of folks that just don't like farm programs. And, of course, you had folks like Senator Coburn and DeMint that tried to throw everything at this particular bill that they possibly could. And I think that also is going to send a signal to the House side that they need to make sure that they do everything they can to try to find the support, because this is a different Congress. There's a lot of new members in the House side, and a lot of them feel the same way about federal spending that some of the folks on the Senate side did. So it's going to have to be something that Chairman Lucas really focuses on and looks at.
Cattle industry lobbyist Colin Woodall talking with us about the passage of the 2012 Farm Bill by the full Senate this week, 64-35, that final vote. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Wheat farmers get championship production. Choose high-yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster's like a great football team. It's great on offense and defense. Duster's been the highest grain yield producer among the OSU varieties since 2008, and it offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat here in Oklahoma. Help keep OSU's wheat research program strong and independent. Learn more about OSU's innovations in wheat by logging on to okgenetics.com.
Our thanks to Colin Woodall of NCBA for joining us on today's Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.